Support for Fresh Take is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engaged tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. That's right, the 4.0. Join over 20 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you for 20% off and free shipping worldwide with code FTNPOD at manscaped.com. I'm one of the lucky few that have tried the new Lawnmower 4.0, and I have been blown away by the performance. Just unbelievable. The upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K, it's over 4000, LED spotlight on and off when you need a more precise shave. Did I mention wireless charging? Oh, Nelly. It's got wireless charging to make it simple and easy to charge the fantastic 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping worldwide with the code FTNPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code FTNPOD and unlock your confidence and always use the right tools to get the job done with Manscaped.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
This is about Brady. We'll do a part two afterwards.
Okay.
What it is, what it do, what a Fresh Take, Joshua Adam, William Arbuthnot, with the returning Richard Strobent. And this is a pod really about returns, apparently.
Is it ever? Holy cow. Like, okay, so we gotta tee this up. And I'm sure that most of the people that are NFL fans, fantasy football fans, any football fans, obviously Tom Brady, I'm leaving, boom. And it happens rather suddenly way back, back in January there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a little bit surprising, but I guess the guy's played for so long. It's like, well, sooner or later, right?
Yeah.
Your thoughts on him saying he's quitting.
I told you, I never once believed it. I never once believed it. I didn't think he would go out the way that he did in that game against the Rams. And I just believe firmly that this guy is going to have a retirement tour. You look at any great players that have had retirement tours. This guy he's seen the Wayne Gretzky's, he's seen the Michael Jordans, the Kobe Bryants of the world, right? The Derek Jeters, that they've had these moments when they've retired and that they get these moments, right? The Kobe game, the infamous Kobe game when he dropped 60 points, the Derek Jeter game that's infamous, right? Like, he wants that moment. He wants everyone cheering from him going, Brady, Brady. And really for him, it was like, oh, this might be Tom Brady's last game. He announced it on Twitter. People kind of went crazy for like a day or two. Oh, that's Tom Brady's the best. We love Tom Brady. And then it just moved on. And yeah, but
it wasn't this big ta-da that you would expect from a legend that's got a healthy ego, right?
Yep. Of course he does. Like, he obviously has it because all great athletes do. Jordan, Gretzky, Jeter, Kobe, they all do.
And I will say that if you are going to be a like you said, a great athlete and be somebody who's dominating, you need to have an ego.
Yep.
It has to be in check, mind you, and sometimes they're not. But I think I think it's understandable for these greats to have that healthy opinion of themselves, because if they doubt themselves, well, what do you think the teammates think, right? So a lot of times it's bringing everybody with you, and maybe it's that false bravado or a high opinion of yourself or thinking you can do more, but you've got to have that to be successful, I think, to a certain extent.
The only rare individual I've seen that hasn't done it would be Tim Duncan, who just in the middle is like, yeah, I'm done. But that's what, if you follow basketball and you know who Tim Duncan is, it was the most Tim Duncan thing ever. Nobody ever thought Tim Duncan would say like, this is my last season, because he was just a very humble to himself guy, and that was kind of the San Antonio Spurs way. So there was no way.
And it's also San Antonio. It's not like LA. It's not like New York. You know, it's not like this. Like they had this huge, you know, dynasty either. I mean,
well, they did. The Spurs did. Yeah.
They were a good team, but nothing to the level of the Boston Celtics or
the Los Spurs Angeles were close, because they won like 5 in like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there, but it's also, it was just the right team, right guy, right team for him, right? To kind of go. I mean, the damper for some of us is we really like Brady retiring, that it ruined Ben's Hall of Fame week. So now that Hall of Fame week is back to kind of being about Ben again, unless, you know, I'm now Adrian Peterson may look at it like, hey, okay, it's not just about Tom. Now maybe is the time for me to retire.
Maybe that's it as well. Maybe he was kind of just hoping that he'd be an automatic in, kind of like, you know, they waived that period. Wayne, but you know what? Kudos to the Bucks for not filling his role, giving him a little bit of time. Maybe
they didn't have a chance to. I mean, the timing on this is again too perfect, right? Literally does it the day before free agency starts.
How much did this, do you think, went into his decision-making?
Oh, Richard, literally, so March Madness Selection Sunday happened 20 minutes before he did this. So he let Selection Sunday happen. He let people know what the brackets are for March Madness. And then he's like, okay, cool. People know what the brackets are. Okay, now it's going to be about me before it's about NFL free agency tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm someone that, you know, I respect the career of Tom Brady. I may even like Tom Brady. Unlike, you know, I know you're not a huge fan of him.
Well, this is the reason right there, right?
Like, yeah, and so for that reason alone, and the guy said he was going to play to 45, and I don't think he says stuff like that without meaning it. I think it was an athlete, again, checking his ego and just kind of seeing, like, what do they really think about me if I leave? And Rodgers played this card as well. We don't give it to Brady as hard as we give it to Rodgers, because Rodgers is a little bit more of a diva in many ways, right? But this was Brady doing a lot of what Rodgers had done over the last 2 years, right? Of just like, oh, this, and this. And like, oh, I'm going to go home. And now you can make the jokes like, oh, he went home. And I figured too, like, this guy is, you watch Man of the Arena, which I don't think you've watched, but this guy has put so much into his body. I think LeBron is going to have the same problem too. This guy has been football for pretty much more than half of his life since he was at Michigan until now.
And that's professional football.
Yes, professionally,
that's not,
right?
That's not even the lead up that goes into that.
Yeah.
Junior high school, even high school before even college, right?
He doesn't know anything else. So he got done. Nope. And again, I'm not in Tom Brady's head, but it's like, oh, maybe I'll do this movie about, you know, the buildup to the Atlanta game. And, you know, I might do a clothesline and all this stuff. And I'm sure he's sitting at home and he's like, this sucks. I just want to play football, and I still can't play football. And
okay, that's the other thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's the other thing I told you. Like, this guy led the league in touchdowns and yards last year. He wasn't going to go out being like, he can still go. Like, and I do think there is a part of him that doesn't want to be Joe Montana in KC. Right? The Peyton Manning in his last year. Yeah, Peyton won the Super Bowl, but the defense won. He was a noodle arm. I don't think he wants to be that guy, but he's not that guy. He's still a top 5-6 quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think first we had a bet. So to fill our viewers and listeners in, we had actually two bets. The first bet was from you to me saying that you said there's no way he's done, and you called it from the very beginning. You said there's no way he's done, and I said, yeah, he's like,
this is like, on the record, by the way, too. Watches. Go back to the sports rundown with Peter. I said right away, Peter's like, oh, great career. I'm like, he's not done. Peter's like, what? Like, he's not done. So I've been on record of this. You can go back to this old sports rundowns. I've been very on this.
And you have my word he has as well. And over the phone, I'm like, there's like anybody that watches football, it's like, well, finally, come on, like get out of here. Like leave for crying out loud. Enough already. I've been Brady'd out. I've just been Brady'd out. That's all. I respect him. Like I respect Wayne Gretzky for playing for the Edmonton Oilers and being the best hockey player ever. Okay. And yes, people will argue that, but I'm sorry, you didn't get a chance to watch him. Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky is the best hockey player that's ever played. He reinvented the game, much similar than Bobby did, what Bobby Orr did for hockey back then as well. Yeah. But enough is enough. Like, I can respect the guy for what he's accomplished and what he's done, but make way for other people and get the hell out of here, because I've just had enough of you. So for me, it was more of, I hope that God, he is done, right? So I'm like, I'll take that bet. And then you made a second bet saying he's not only going to come back, he's going to play for the 49ers and go back home. And I'm like, okay, I'll take that one too. Figuring I got two brewskis coming my way. But as Josh is having one, here's the drink that Josh owes me, and there's the drink that I owe Josh. So cheers, mister.
Cheers. The Niner one, and it was funny because Bill Simmons had Peter Schrager on his pod on Thursday, and Bill was doubling down on the Niner thing too. So I'm like, okay, so Simmons is on my side on this as well, because I just, that one made sense to me because his parents live in San Francisco, and he and a lot of family lives there, and that was his childhood team. So I kind of saw that for a reason. But I think, and I do think that still was a plan for him, but Bruce Arians was not going to let this go.
Okay, so how about this? Just wild pie in the sky, right? Like, nobody thought that Russ was going to get traded either.
Well, he's not getting traded. I don't think he'll get traded, but he will be a free agent after this year. I do not think this is Tom Brady's last year either. This is I don't think it's his last year.
I'll bet you another beer on that.
Sure. I don't think this is Tom Brady's last year. I think he has this year and the next year. Unless, asterisk on this, unless he wins the Super Bowl. If they win the Super Bowl, then he will leave. Because I think he will go out on a Super Bowl. If the Bucs do win the Super Bowl next year, then I think he will retire. But if the Bucs don't win a Super Bowl, then he'll be a free agent, and then we'll see what happens.
I heard a great quote that actually just came out. I'm sure.
By the way, too, the Raiders, Derek Carr will be a free agent, and the Raiders, Vegas, will be a free agent destination for him as well. The reunion with Josh McDaniels. Yeah, that's my team, and I don't really want to see it, but I'm just saying that option will be available for him, as well as a few other teams that have free agent quarterbacks that have good receivers.
I think there's a few things that came into play, but I wanted to reference back to a Wayne Gretzky quote that was mentioned earlier this week on Twitter. And it was like, they were talking about his last year, Gretzky's last year. And they were saying, you know, that he's got 9 goals. And it was like, 9 goals used to be good for a weekend for him, you know, when he was back in the 80s, when he was playing for Edmonton. I'm not sure. I kind of hope that Brady was done. He did well. Better to go out on top than like you said, be Mr. Noodle Arm, Peyton Manning, and so many other players, that it's almost like you take away from the legendary status you have by continuing on and on and on. But
Richard, Kobe,
there's nothing else.
People forget Kobe's last season. It was bad. But people will remember now that 60-point game because it was such a great send-off for Kobe, for example. Even Jeter's last year for the Yankees wasn't great. But then people remember this unbelievable last game that Jeter had. So we kind of remember the last game that kind of saved that. But, like, yeah, even Jordan's last year with the Wizards isn't great. But it's Michael Jordan and whatever. So you kind of save those memories. And, look, if Tom Brady's last game, and by the way, how's about this poor sucker that bought Tom Brady's last touchdown ball today?
Oh, well, $600K. Hey, wait, it might still be his last touchdown
ball. Maybe.
Tom Brady might not throw another touchdown.
He's hoping so. You never know. He bought the irony that he bought it today. Yeah. Like, I wonder if Tom's like, okay, fuck this. You're selling my memorabilia. I'm out. No.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was waiting for. So we'll see what this goes for. And if it goes more than half a mil, then we'll go for that.
Yeah, that part got me. It's just like, oh, this poor guy, he bought it for $600K. But I mean, go ahead.
I think that there was another underlying reason, other than maybe Giselle said, get the hell out of the house. You're driving me crazy after 8 weeks. Yeah. But I think there's another underlying reason. We look at where the NFL is right now. There's a real lull in quality quarterbacks.
Especially we can see it.
There are a tremendous, the AFC is stocked, but there are a tremendous amount of teams that are, you know, even the Deshaun Watson deal, which we'll get into in our next podcast about the quarterback carousel that's happened this week. But there are just so many little places or so many places of teams that are like, I'll go, whether, you know, type of thing. And are you know, wanting to upgrade who they have. You know, you can look at least a dozen teams have openings right now. And Tom's kind of like, you know what? Shit, I could play again. You know, like, why not, type of thing.
Yeah,
I wonder how much that went into it. If it was tougher for him to kind of get a starting job, maybe. But this is like, why not? I know that I'm going to play 17 games as long as I don't get, you know, as long as I got an offensive line that protects me. So anyway, yeah, Brady's back. I lost a beer and I gained a beer because he's not going back to San Francisco. But maybe I better be careful because he may end up there, and then there goes another beer. So
we'll talk about this, and we're going to do a two-part pod. I wanted to have the Brady one separately because I want to get this out as soon as possible to the masses, and we'll have the other one drop on a Monday. But just like their free agency side now changes. So the one big question I want to ask you now with free agency is Gronk. I guess that's the next thing to follow.
He's back.
You don't think he retires? You think he comes back?
No, and that's why I don't think he signed anywhere either. He didn't do anything about
it
because I really wonder whether this was just, you know, publicity. Whether it was all planned from the beginning.
I think it was, man. The timing's too perfect. It's literally the day before free agency.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it just became a, you know, we'll say that they're going away and then we'll still bring you back and we'll go from there. But Gronk definitely is back. I think Fournette's going to go back. Godwin's already signed. Evans is there.
Godwin, what did they get for a
third receiver? Yeah, Godwin got franchised.
Mm, well, he's not signed then.
Well,
they just own his rights. They can still trade him. But at that point, I would assume. Defensively, they still have Jason Pierre-Paul. I'd assume he's back. Ndamukong Suh could potentially be back now. Ronald Jones, I assume, would be back. Richard Sherman, I'm assuming, will come back now. Mm-hmm. That's the one part now they'll be very aggressive on defensively, because this is the team that went from we don't know if we're a Super Bowl team to they're immediately back to being a Super Bowl team again now.
The
secondary was the weakest spot for them. Remember, they brought Richard Sherman in the middle of the year. So they'll be going after the J.C. Jacksons and a few other cornerbacks that are out there now. They will try to secure up that cornerback spot because that was a spot.
And maybe that's exactly what this was all about. It's like, well, you know, we delayed this as long as we could, this announcement. Okay, we have to announce it this week because the tampering period, the illegal, you can still talk to them now. It starts tomorrow at noon. You can bet that they're going to be starting to go after some of these players that maybe they were out on if Jameis Winston. And whoever else they'd rumored to maybe go there. But we'll cover that in the next pod about where these guys go now.
I wonder too if they will, what they'll do for the backup quarterback situation. If they'll take this kid from Florida, Kyle Trask, if he'll be the backup, or they'll bring back Blaine Gabbert. I wonder what the idea is, because they may want to have a contingency plan in there. Like, do they draft a quarterback? Like, if let's say Malik Wills or Sam Howell or whoever fall to them, do they say like, hey, yeah, we have Kyle Trask here, for example, good young quarterback, but hey, if Malik Willis or, you know, Kenny Pickett, or I don't think Kenny Pickett will fall to them, but say one of those guys falls to us, do we take one of these younger quarterbacks in this draft just because we have a contingency plan for the future? Or for them, I think it's probably more of a situation of like, no, we draft to win now because Tom Brady, we don't know if he'll be back or next year. We need to win one more Super Bowl.
Yeah. It makes me kind of wonder why they didn't go after Amari Cooper, to be honest.
For the price, because you're not going to have Godwin till probably week 10, right?
Bingo.
And Antonio Brown's gone. So they're also going to be in the market for another receiver. So I do wonder, and I hate to mention this other pod, but we'll mention some of the receivers, like an Allen Robinson for away or DJ Chark, you know, we're looking at like the Jaguars or the Raiders or the Cowboys and some of these teams, right? A DJ Chark, for example, is like, oh, I could go to, you know, San Diego, the LA Chargers or wherever, or maybe back to Jacksonville. But now, like, the spot is open for Tampa. Like, why would I not? The receiver market has completely changed.
Yes, and for this reason, for a lot of the receivers, they're looking for 1 year proven deals, like Juju, DJ Chark, all these guys that were injured last year. It's like, you know what? I could go to Tampa. I know they're going to throw the hell out of the ball. I know they're going to go far enough. They're going to have a good record. They're going to score a crap load of points. In a Tom Brady and Bruce Arians offense is probably 125% more than I would, than I would get somewhere else where it's a run first offense in Seattle, where you've got Drew Lock throwing you the ball, right? Like you go there for a 1 year prove it deal. Like, okay, we'll just look at Juju. Juju goes to Tampa, signs for maybe $8 million. Okay.
Yep.
He'd have to get at least 12 or higher to go to Seattle, because it's like, well, I better get paid here. Right. So yeah, I think that that second or third receiver to go into Tampa, a 1 year prove it deal is what's probably coming for one of these guys, where it's a bubble type of thing.
So Tampa right now is minus $3 million on the cap right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I wouldn't be shocked if Brady does restructure his contract even now, because he's done it in the past. And I'm sure they're gonna finagle a few things. They will get one of these guys. And I think you said like a DJ Chark or a Juju are perfect examples of guys that are like, yeah, I'll take a pay cut. Gio Bernard did that last year, right? He took a pay cut because he thought he had a chance to win a Super Bowl. I could see a guy like Gio Bernard coming back to that offense next year, for example, potentially. They could say like, okay, well, we'll let Ronald Jones go. What do we care? Well, we just want to have Fournette back, and maybe we'll take Gio back as our backup, or we'll draft a running back or whatever. And they've got
Jones under contract though. Jones is the only one they have under contract.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, Keyshawn Vaughn. Keyshawn Vaughn. Yeah, that's okay, right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Rojo is a free agent. It's Keyshawn Vaughn they have. So, I mean, yeah, Keyshawn and Gio and Leonard Fournette, that's enough,
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt. Anyway. I mean, and Breshad Perriman, I'm assuming they're going to bring him back because he was pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. He did well with the Jets for a couple of games there at the very end.
And they're looking at a division now, right, where Sean Payton has left the Saints. And we don't know who their quarterback is at this point. It might be Winston. We don't know. It could be Taysom. It could be
Marcus. I think it is Mariota. Winston now.
It could be Marcus Mariota. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Atlanta just, they don't have Calvin Ridley. They don't, obviously, Julio Jones is long gone. They don't have a prime receiver there right now. And so they got some work to do right now in Atlanta. And then Carolina is trying to dump CMC right now. And we don't know. Carolina's
going hard for Deshaun as well.
That's the thing. Carolina could have Deshaun coming soon, so that could change the division on that side. But that's why if I'm Brady too, I'm like, well, this division's a layup for me. It's an automatic playoff bid more or less for me to come back with this division. So
10-7, I'm in.
And we've talked about, you and I have talked about off air about the NFC of like, okay, who am I competing against? The Rams, Super Bowl champs, top of the list for sure. Aaron Rodgers is back with the Packers. Okay. But then who? Mm-hmm. And they're right in that conversation now as the second or third team now.
Yeah, a lot of people might say Arizona, but I smell a holdout coming.
I say San Francisco as well with how complete they are.
Depending on what Trey Lance is. And that's why I really wonder whether they are going to dump Jimmy. Maybe if it put him on the bench or let him
sit Dallas, for a little while. We don't know. They just paid Michael Gallup a crap ton of money today. The reason they cut Amari Cooper or traded Amari Cooper is because Tony Pollard cost too much. So their backup running back cost too much. They had to dump Amari Cooper. But we'll talk about that in a little bit here.
Yeah. Okay. Brady's back.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all I got to say.
I guess it kind of makes sense too. Just the last few things here. It makes sense in the sense too of why he didn't thank New England in that letter, because it wasn't a that whole letter was so weird. I knew just from that side it wasn't a retirement for him. And I mean, it's a guy, in my opinion, he probably should have been MVP last year too over Rodgers. Just the stats and everything were there over
Rodgers. I don't like either of them.
I know you don't. So
Cooper Cup, man.
Where do you have them right now in the NFC power rankings right now as of today before free agency starts?
I mean, there's still so much that has to go around, but as of right now with him coming back, I think I can't see there being more than two or three teams maybe ahead of him. And I see them winning that division as well, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I can see a 10-7 or 11-6 record from them.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just see their opponents here and then we'll wrap up here for it. Just again, when guys do stuff like this, it's very calculated with how they do stuff. And this guy wanted to play to 45, and I knew he would.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that he would. So their 2022 schedule right now, it's a tough one, actually. So, mm-hmm. again, we don't know the dates for these, but we know the contenders. So they have, at home, they have the Rams, the Bengals, loss. The Packers, loss. The loss. Chiefs, the Seahawks, loss.
Win.
The Ravens, the Saints, the Falcons, win. Carolina. That is a tough home schedule, man.
That's a tough home schedule. They'd be lucky to go 500 there.
Their away schedule, Arizona, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina, Dallas. That's a tough schedule.
Yeah, I can see them going 10-7, 11-6. That's my guess.
Man, like at home you have LA, Green Bay, and Kansas City alone, and the Bengals. You have the two Super Bowl teams on your schedule. That is tough. Yep. Wow. Well, Tom's back.
I hope they go 4-13.
So would that be something? Tom's back, not to anyone's surprise, not to my surprise, at the very least. I just didn't think he would stay in.
I guess I'm not surprised either. I'm just pissed.
Yeah.
I don't want to just go away.
He's going to be in our life a lot. Now we get back to the question of who will retire first, LeBron or Tom Brady. And I think LeBron's going to do a very similar thing, as he's going to play into his 40s as well. I think the thing is too, is, you know, like a Wayne or some of these other athletes, the way the medicine has gone now, it's just changed completely, right? And these athletes are spending so much money into their bodies. You look at a point guard in the NBA, for example, Chris Paul. About 3 years ago, people thought Chris Paul was done. He was done. Mm-hmm. He was beat up, and he changed to a complete plant diet and then started spending like $2 million on his body. And now he's an MVP candidate, and his team is the best team in the NBA. So that's and Brady's been way ahead of this with the stuff that he's done with Alex Guerrero, right? He's been way ahead of it. And I do wonder too, on a side funny thing of the rumors the last few days, like, well, the Bucks may trade for Jimmy G. Is like undermined for my dead body. Jimmy G's going to the Bucks.
Yeah, really, eh?
Yeah.
I'll come back instead.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'm not letting Jimmy G go to the Bucks. Screw that. No. And then next year he's a free agent. So let the drama begin there.
Cheers, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
Social media platforms at FreshTape42.